Why are people blowing up my phone?
Who's blowing up your phone?
B, money. What the fuck's he calling me for? B, again. What's this supposed to mean?
What?
G Ting Zaguan? Why is he sending this to me for? Juan. Even when he's dead, he's still...
Nima! You're killing me right now. You know that, man. What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
That's what's wrong with you. Nothing's wrong with you. Like, why aren't you... Like, broke up or something.
I am broke up.
Could have fooled me.
I'm feeling shit. I'm feeling a lot of shit.
Yeah? I'm feeling shit I don't even understand right now. Like, 1 second you're with your brother, and the next second he's gone? He's gone?
You never
what's
could
that?
Say goodbye.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Motion, and you're tuning in right now to Artists in the City, because I'm an artist in your city.
Mm. And yeah, this is Roots Reggae Radio, and welcome. We're at 918 Bathurst in full-on rehearsals for Anima Spot. So maybe tell a little bit about your play.
Well, Anima's Spot is a dramatic duet that takes place between two characters, Anima and Juan, in the hours after the funeral of Juan's best friend, G. And it's a story that ranges from intimate to urgent, from challenges to memory, from rites of passage to coming of age, and definitely a story for the Toronto, for the mega city, stories that's coming out of our voices and our people.
So, I mean, it's been, I guess, a process going from the script to theater. So maybe take the listeners through that process. When did you start writing it? How long did that take?
Well, I started writing Anima Spot when I was a member of the playwrights unit at Obsidian Theater. I had an amazing opportunity to join two other emerging playwrights at the time, with the guidance of Philip Aiken, who's the artistic director of Obsidian. And you know, there's a project that they do with the playwrights unit. At the time, they would have an event called the Mazursky Project, and what we were encouraged to do was to find a piece of art that would therefore inspire a piece of theater. And so I went searching for art in all the art places, you know, ROM and Art Gallery of Ontario and down Queen Street and the galleries. And even though, you know, there was lots of wonderful art, nothing really inspired me. Nothing really took me to the place that I needed to go. And one day I was doing a show in the train, Train Studio, which is also used to be on Bathurst Street, definitely a classic venue. And as I was walking out, I saw a piece of art on the wall of a man with his head down and a woman whispering in his ear, and she was wearing a large afro, and he, you know, very beautiful man, just sort of looking down as she's saying something to him. And something about the image stuck out to me. And after I found out, it was a piece of art called Illuminated Whisper by Jason O'Brien. And immediately I just had a story. I wanted to do a conversation, a dialogue, a lyrical conversation between a woman and a man. And that's how Anima and Juan were born.
Wow. So at that point, how long did it take you to write the script?
Wow, that's a hard one. I remember the initial script came very quickly. You know, I just remember the first words of where were you today? And after that, you know, it basically just flew out of my fingers as I was typing it and writing it. I think because I heard the voices in my head, you know, and So the initial draft of it just basically flowed out like a freestyle. And then it's gone through its development stages. There's a reading at Rock Paper Sisters, B. Kearns Rock Paper Sisters Festival. Diane Marie Bridge was the director of the reading and went on, therefore, to also direct the SummerWorks premiere, which happened in last year, and then we were able to garner one of the SummerWorks awards for the play, which was amazing. We had great houses, really caught on, you know, to a new audience who wanted to connect to a story in the theater and come into that space. And so that was really amazing to see just the potential of those who want to hear their stories and therefore will also go on to make their stories to put on the stage.
So, I think it did really well. You had like great audiences. From that experience, do you think there's sort of going to be more of, you know, a theater going crowd within our communities, and where do you see that going?
Well, I definitely think that there's a theater growing crowd, as well as a burgeoning one. I think it's about reaching to those audiences, to our audiences, with stories and portrayals that are relevant to us. And, you know, then you have groups like No Man's Land, who's out in the West Side writing stories and performing stories for the neighborhoods. We have different, Amy Project is another one. So there's definitely work being done. And so I think now it's up to us to sort of to continue the work that's been done by theaters, but like B. Kearns and Obsidian and Black Theater Workshop in Montreal, for us to open up these spaces, continue to open up the spaces like they've done for us. And so that as, you know, the next generation of playwrights and performers and actors are coming up, they'll also be able to blow open the doors and the stages that, you know, maybe traditionally haven't been being accessed by us as much as it needs to be. And not only that, but creating our own spaces. For instance, I just finished a run of a co-creation piece that I was the playwright on called Nightmare Dream, put on by IFT Theater and directed by Mumbi. And we took that story, a story of a young African heritage person living in a place like Toronto, but it could be any city, and went into the Campbell House, which is a heritage house, one of the last remaining old houses from old Toronto, and basically took this story and, you know, with Mumbi's amazing direction and vision, went through this house and took our story in there into the dining rooms and into the bedrooms and into the basement and into the parlor rooms, you know, and showed how being the other within this space, we're still recreating and creating identity. So there's many places that we can tell these stories, so it's to continue to open them up and the opportunities.
So from SummerWorks now, take the listeners to where you are now.
Mm-hmm. Well, since SummerWorks, firstly, I had a really amazing experience with Caribbean Tales during the TIFF Festival here this last September, and starting to manifest my ultimate vision which is Anima Spot, the film. And so that was really a great experience working with Caribbean Tales and the film, the international filmmakers who came together for this incubator and helping us to work on packaging our visions for our films. And now I'm working with Charles Officer, who's directing this version or this production of Anima Spot, and for the TD Then and Now Festival, which is produced by BAND, Black Artists Networks and Dialogue. And To me, this is basically, you know, definitely just a great, as he walks into the door. It's all good. We're just talking about you. Charles Officer just walked in, so he's going to get rehearsal on the way. But as I was saying about him, this is the perfect bridge between these two manifestations of this story, because he is definitely an acclaimed filmmaker, documentarian, also actor, also someone with a theater background who has a passion for the theater. So it's getting to see him work and how he's marrying these two worlds, these two visual worlds, these two oral worlds, these story worlds has been great. And so I definitely see us coming closer to the film, and I'm definitely looking forward to a great production for this February, which of Anima Spot. We also have a great cast. Shamari Downer plays Juan, and Amanda Paris is reprising her role as Anima. Also, we get to work with DJ Eloquence again, my favorite DJ, one of my favorite DJs, just a woman who I totally respect in this city for what she continues to contribute and elevate in the arts. So she's our music director. We have also a really good team, Hannah Pooley as our production designer, Jeff Parasram, who is our stage manager, and Byron Abalos, our producer. And it's brought to you by Motion Live, so I also get to put on that hat and, you know, and artistically, creatively, but also on the production side too.
Yeah, so many hats, as we all like, kind of have it.
That's artists in the city, right? Like, we have to have be very, very 360 degree dimensional, and at the same time, you know how to build teams of those who come to the table with different skills and expertise and backgrounds, so that we can really create holistic, whether it's companies, teams, collectives, you know, really finding those people who you click with and make it, and helping to build your own puzzle. Mm-hmm.
So how can the audience actually come and see the play?
Well, for my 905 audience and those who are going out to the 905, we're going to be playing the Living Arts Center in Mississauga on February 8th. So all you have to do is go on to the Living Arts Center website or animaspot.com/tix, T-I-X, to get the links to our Mississauga shows at the Living Arts Center. Going to be good to bring this story to audiences out there, because we know that, you know, there's lots of communities, a lot of local communities living in the Bramptons and Sagas and, you know, Meadowvale and, you know, Hamilton. So we just want to encourage them to come out and fill up those seats at Living Arts, you know, and let's show our live art in the Living Arts for this Black Future Month. Then we're going to be coming back to the 918 Bathurst Center right here on the historic Bathurst Avenue. Really looking forward to those shows as well. We're going to be doing 5 shows here, and from, you know, youth and community matinees to, we have our, you know, reception opening gala on the 14th, sort of celebrating the Love Day as well. So make sure you bring a date and come and sit down, and, you know, don't just get chocolates or go to a movie, come and see some theater, you know, and get into your love thing. And and then going right up until the 16th for our last closing matinee on the 16th of February.
Wow. Maybe say your website again.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So our website to connect to everything Anima Spot is animaspot.com. That's animaspot.com. And there you can get the brand new volume 2 of the Anima Spot mixtape, which just dropped this week, courtesy of DJ Eloquence. All Toronto talent, everyone from Rich Kid to Mayorial to Trish to Motion to Samuel Jackson. Citizen Kane, so we have both classic as well as latest hits on there. So make sure you definitely listen out for that, and also get all the information of tickets and press releases and some of the feedback that has come from both the press but also audience members who after the last run just felt compelled to write to us. We have many different paragraphs and quotes and stuff by people who just said, yo, I have to write to you guys and big you up and tell you how this story affected me. And that's both on all spectrums, you know, brothers saying like, yo, this was like my story, you know what I mean? Women, young women who are like, yo, nobody's ever said it like that before, and actually portraying something that I haven't talked about or said before. So it's funny, it's touching, it's loving, it's raw, it's hardcore too, but there's a little of everything, which is basically what we are. So it's a relationship between two friends who have a long history and basically trying to decide if they'll have a long future.
Well, I know you have to get back in there into rehearsal, but thank you, so much.
City and big up the whole city, the mega city. This is for you.
And hopefully we'll have you in the studio when everything's wrapped up. You have more time.
No problem. Encouraging everybody for all things, all the new projects, just go on motionlive.com and you can connect to Nima's spot and everything else that we got for the 2014.
You know you gotta get up, you know it's that time. You can't ever let up, it's an everyday grind. You know you gotta get up, you know it's that time. Try to have faith, everything will be fine. We all superstitious, so we seeking out signs. Peep the thing about seeking, when you seek you will find. The pattern's all set, I try to scribble out the lines. Wild math in the margins, count on nickels and dimes.
No matter how high we climb, a ladder called peace of mind. In the end we all trying to be signed with benefits that stand the test of time. Still we gotta get up, gotta wait in line, play hide and seek with the meek and blind. But we never let up, we get by. You gotta get yours, I gotta get times nine.
You know you gotta get up, you know it's that time. You can't ever let up, it's the everyday grind. You know you gotta get up, you know it's that time. You can't ever let up, it's the everyday grind. You know you gotta get up, you know it's that time.
What is this? The world's going ballistic. Scenes of mystic minds placing high up on the hit list. The business is blacklist, boom, blowing Maroos the monsoons. Tune into what I'm doing, some kicking the contour. I'm removing the minds, kept my behind in confined positions. Held in a bond, I decided to plot a mission to direct the local concept to international lyrics. Substantial, subtract the truth from the rational. It's like a battle sometimes. Makes you wonder if I'll ever hit the number. Keep from going under if I slumber or fall. 24-7 is required, a body is tired. Only hunger's here to keep me wired. The soul is fed on breath, beats, and bread. See, it's a daily operation, staying two steps ahead. Basically, the extraordinary comes in the flesh. So what's next?
Of a lion and a princess, a noisy quote, okie doke. 40-40 vision be a slippery slope. Witty woke minds and a shitty spoke. Grind, see, rap don't pay the bills, but it can shine to my rise. I can turn the life of crime, stealing hearts, stealing minds, steal your thoughts, steal your time, for you rot, for you mind. Man, that box is getting smaller. I won't wallow in your sorrow, it's invisible. But mental prison's hardest to break out of wood. Who really wanna be free? Think for themselves and deal with all the real. See, life's a bitch. If she was easy, she'd be slutty. Then all the boys that had a turn and you would call her ugly sour grapes. They make the best wine, but don't knock until you try it. It can all improve with time. Yeah, I grew around the dealers with the beepers and their pit bulls. Fists full of chronic and their waistband a pistol. Anything to make the wrist glow. House parties out in wrecks, always in this shit show. Those ladies love the liquor more than us. Had to pillage other villages just to bust a nut. Own a car, get a girl. Simple equations and outlooks on the world. Couple decades hanging out. You get a better sense what this bullshit's all about. Own a car, get a girl. Simple equations and outlooks on the world. A couple decades hanging out. You get a better sense what this bullshit's all about.
New seasons make trees wither until the leaves fall. The weather isn't getting no better. Should get myself a sweater. I can see past it like I'm looking through a peephole. My mind stays heavier than a Jeep that's full of people. This is the prequel to whatever the rest of my life is. When the herb makes your life too bland, mixing the spices, new devices makes all my possessions priceless. But if you give up, lay down and die within your lifeless crutches and vices. Got me battling like a titan to stay enlightened like the bulb is before the lights dim. I always keep it realist. This verses that I'm reciting like lightning with a clap of the thunder make it exciting. Same word.
Life for chips and this life the same. Can't reside in the bench, gotta get them dollars a cent. You gotta honor the honest product you is. Deal with knowledge yourself and think big. And build from the ground up, no time for doubt, bruh. It's a win-win. Can't lose if you plan, fool, that's true. One wrong step, you can't fool. Boy on the roof, CNN news. Could've followed the dream instead of following loop. Squandered your being for the dollar and booze. Part of the mood, it's a part of my truth. I started as roots, who grew too large for his noose. Went from blindfolds to having my eyes closed. To having my third eye open, it's all stages. Like natural arrangements. So we mimic life through these patterns and arrangements.
Some people take, feed off your energy. Get into your mind next, you're committing felonies. Soon you have less friends than enemies. Addicted to the rush like a fiend on amphetamines. End up in a box made of concrete walls. Or in another box in an 8 feet hole. Everybody's gotta die. But where go them young souls who used to roam black roads, the stairways, the back doors, rooftops and bottom floors, high rise and town homes? They're gone. Leave the next set to carry on. Nothing stays the same, and nothing ever changed.
Been a long day to run. Carry beats in. Been a good day to run. Why they followed beats and they master drums. Been a good day for fun. Why they crowded streets and they carry guns. Wanted love, brought us higher. Give us your thieves and your life.